William Ryan of Tennessee and Louis Joliet of Missouri fought on the Union side in the Civil War. After the war, they lived at the National Home for Disabled Volunteer Soldiers in Milwaukee. When the men died in the late 1800s, they were buried in nearby Wood National Cemetery. After a 1906 change in federal law allowed Confederate veterans to have different headstones, the markers at the graves of Ryan and Joliet were altered. Paul Cumlody of the group Reclaiming Our Heritage says someone made an incorrect assumption.
That because these two men were from border states, that they in fact were Confederates rather than being Union soldiers. We aren't able to track back at this late date who may have ordered these headstones or ordered the alteration to them.
The Texas-born Cumlody, who works at the nearby Milwaukee VA Center, teamed with a local Civil War reenactor to investigate and correct the mistake. Reenactor groups will dedicate the Union markers for Ryan and Joliet tomorrow afternoon during a public ceremony. Paul Cumlody says it's important to set things straight.
Because we do want to honor these men with all the just dues and honors that they are entitled to. Also, there are still some very strong ties to the different sides of that war, depending on what state you're from.
Cumlody says he's also looking into the case of a third Civil War veteran who may be buried at Wood under the wrong Army's marker. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.